We are at Tate Modern and in Offprint, the event for publishers, and I'm speaking to, is it Edward?
Edward, yeah.
Edward Newton.
Edward Newton from High Chair Editions.
High Chair. Can you tell us a bit about High Chair Editions?
Well, High Chair Editions, it's essentially a self-publishing imprint that me and my brother set up about 6 years ago, and it's simply just an outlet for our own work and just a way of getting it distributed, and it just seems to be a lot of the work lends itself to making books. So yeah, it's that simple really.
When did you start?
We started in 2011, I think it was, and we spent a year kind of faffing around and getting materials together and events and printing and testing, and then eventually launched something at the end of that year. So
had you just come out of an art college, or why at that moment?
Not just. I have been through this, been through the system, as it were. I did a, HND degree and a master's, so I kind of been through it all. And then it was probably about 18 months after postgraduate graduation, and then I thought, well, it was more my brother who got things moving, actually. Well, I just had lots of work, and it was just kind of there, not doing anything, and so it lent itself to making the book. And also the books is a good way of finishing things. They kind of, then they are done and not dusted as such, but done and finished. And then, so it just went from there, really. So,
do you co-publish the books? Is it you and your brother, or do you produce separate books?
We produce separate books, and then we have made two books as a sort of collaboration. Our work individually, but then we work very much collaboratively on the design and all of the other details, so, and the editing as well, actually, particularly. That's probably one of the key points.
And is it a commercial undertaking?
Very much no. It is definitely a labour of love, and I think in many ways, I mean, we want to cover costs. You want to sell stuff to get money in to make the next one. That's really the plan. I think we're in slight arrears if I was to tot it all up over the 5 years, but it just about swims. But I think if you're, you know, you're obviously understanding that the market is a sort of 1% of a 1%, so it's sort of. But yeah, I mean, it's done out of joy of making the books, really, making the work. So it's. But no, if I was making a living off it, I would have faded away some time ago, basically. Yeah.
So what? How do you make a living?
I make a living. I work in a pub, so I have a sort of dual life in that sense.
Is there a connection between working in a pub and...
Funnily enough, actually, this time I have felt a slight similarity, because you have brief conversations with people with a sort of 3-foot bit of wood between you. So, yeah, it is quite similar, actually, and I'm standing up. So, yeah, there is a bit of a link.
So, what do you hope for when you make a book and you send it out into the world?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's funny, I mean, I think when I first started doing it, you're just sort of excited by making it, and then you're excited by people seeing it. And I mean, I think that's still the same. But then I suppose your expectations change slightly each time you do it. But then again, the expectation is that, I mean, we make pretty small numbers of books, so there's only so far they can travel in that sense. So really, it's still pleasing just to make them and have people look at them and enjoy them, and then obviously ultimately hope that a few people buy them. I mean, that's kind of how it works at the moment. Whether I'll still be saying that in 5 years, I don't know.
Given you said you're sort of the 1% of the 1%, you're dealing with a discerning audience, shall we say, what does it feel like to be in the cathedral of contemporary culture that is Tate Modern?
It's funny, actually, because once the book fair's set up, you kind of forget where you are, and it just becomes a big room, which I suppose it is when there's no one here. But it feels here we are at Tate Modern, but I don't necessarily feel like I'm at Tate Modern, if that makes any sense. But I think it just becomes a big room with tables in.
But would you aspire to have your photographs displayed on the walls upstairs?
Funnily, not necessarily. I sort of see this as being a very different place than just the other side of the glass there, as it were. So I think, yeah, obviously they are here at the same time, but they seem quite different at the same time. I mean, there'll be people who use There'll be books of people's work who you will have seen in the galleries here, but I would have thought the vast majority would never end up in the galleries here, which is quite nice, really. It's we're kind of borrowing their status for a weekend.